You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Fans of NPR's Ira Glass and This American Life are on high alert here in Southeast Michigan. Ira is coming to the Ann Arbor Summer Festival on Saturday night. He'll be at the Power Center for a show called Seven Things I've Learned. And it's a pleasure to say, Ira Glass, welcome back to Stateside.
Lovely to be here.
You've been taking this show around the country. I was reading different reviews from all over the place. How good is it to get out of the studio and in front of real people?
That's one of the reasons why I like doing it. It's such a different experience talking to people who are actually in the same room with you than talking on the radio, where basically you're talking into a microphone and pretending you're talking to people, but you see none of the people.
And you get that reaction, and you actually involve the audience in the show, don't you?
Well, there's a Q&A at the end, but that's about it.
Okay.
That's the level of the involvement.
No, they love the Q&As, though, so I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fans ready for that. I was struck by the title, Seven Things I've Learned. Are these things that you've learned through your life or through your 22 years of doing This American Life?
They're things that I learned through my job. And some of them are big things that I learned, and then some of them are small things. And these are not the only seven things I've learned. And honestly, that name is just a container in which it just seemed like a way to organize an evening. And I change it up kind of every show. And it's really just seven things I think would be fun to talk about with a crowd. And it's stories like from the radio show and me talking about how we make the radio show, but also just like some stories. And there's video. There's a lot of video in this where I play from our old TV show and then stuff that's never been seen. So it's a fun show to do.
Give us an idea of maybe one or two of these lessons, these things you've learned.
I mean, you know, some of them are as simple as how to learn Spanish while driving across the country listening to CDs.
Very good.
One of them is how to tell if your kid is going to grow up to be a mascot at their like high school or college, you know, like one of the uniformed mascots. But then some of them are just like, you know, how to interview kids, like, you know, because I do tons of interviews like that on the radio, or how to tell a story. Or how to say something on the radio that you're really not allowed to say on the radio, but you feel like it's important to say on the radio, or how to get people to listen to stuff that they think they're not actually interested in and make it interesting enough at the beginning that they actually do get interested in it.
Which is exactly what you do on This American Life. We have talked about how you started your career as an intern at age 19 at NPR. I mean, you've built your entire career and all these years with NPR on stories. And what have you learned about who we are as Americans from hearing and sharing so many stories?
I mean, it's funny. Occasionally people ask me that, like, what have I learned about America? And I wish I had like a big general statement to say about Americans. I mean, I feel like there are so many different kinds of Americans. I think in general, people in our country are out to usually help each other and are pretty funny, but I feel like beyond that I don't have a lot, and obviously there are a lot of people who are not out to help each other and a lot of people who are not funny, but I'm constantly struck by how decent and generous most people are.
And I'm thinking that as people think of coming on Saturday night to see you at the Power Center, perhaps they need a little relief, if you know what I mean, from the way things, the constant onslaught of stress, pressure, and headlines that we've seen in recent months.
Well, it's interesting that's actually been a real thing that I've actually like adjusted over the course of the last year. Like during the campaigns and right after the election, I was talking a lot about politics. But now I just feel like, oh my God, we're all so inundated. I feel tired of it by the time I get to the theater, and I assume the audience does too. So you know, the political talk, there's a tiny, tiny bit, but really it's almost nothing.
Do you notice any difference in audiences around the country? Like, for example, I'm looking right now, you were at Wolf Trap. I see the review from when you were at Wolf Trap in summer of 2016. You know, geographic differences in audiences?
Well, obviously the Midwestern ones are better looking and smarter.
We think so.
I mean, do I see a difference? I mean, it's like, you know, the people who are coming out are, you know, when I'm doing this, it's events for public radio stations,
sure,
which tend to be pretty uniform around the country, though on the coasts a little younger.
Hmm. Well, I know that people here are buzzing all around Southeast Michigan, and we're not sure if there are tickets left, but you can find out if there are any tickets left for Ira Glass, Seven Things I've Learned. Just go to michiganradio.org and check out the events, and that'll take you right to all the information this Saturday night at the Power Center, part of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Have a great time in Ann Arbor. We're happy you're coming here, Ira.
Thank you. I'm excited to come back.